This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the Buick Enclave, the finest luxury crossover ever. Visit buick.gm.ca to see that where there's passion, there's beauty.
This is Special Delivery, a podcast where short-run series from CBC Radio get a second chance at fame, and you get a second chance to listen. I'm Mary Weens. This is part one of my three-part series on home ownership in the Greater Toronto Area. It originally aired on Metro Morning in the first week of September. Experts say Toronto's real estate market has plateaued. Well, if this is a plateau, it's a very high one. Housing starts, one of the big measures of the real estate market, remained very strong in 2007. The other measure is house sales, and during the summer, real estate agents were looking forward to another busy fall season. This is the story of Peter Morey's quest for home ownership. It shows what it takes to buy a house in a city where the prices show no signs of coming down.
So this is going to be my street from now on. I just cycled my route home from work. I think it took me about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good, I think.
Peter Morey turns his bicycle up Columbus Avenue in Toronto's West End.
I just upgraded bicycles. I've spent all my money on a house now, so I can't afford anything else.
Yeah, right.
Peter's still in shock at having bought a house for nearly $500,000. At first glance, the rather drab two-story doesn't look as though it warrants that kind of price tag.
When I first saw the house from the outside, I thought, oh, it's so ugly. So ugly. And it is, it's kind of a shrewish kind of property. Wonky steps. See, if you see this pillar on the side here, it's kind of, it's leaning very slightly.
Inside, things weren't much better.
I wasn't greatly impressed. When I first visited the house, there was already tenants in there. And on the first, I should speak quietly because they're probably inside. They blocked up the windows, they put cardboard in the windows, so it was dark inside. I couldn't see anything inside. And my partner told me to, she said, you have to see beyond. And I mean, there were cigarette ends in the sink, there were beer cans everywhere. So I really had to use my imagination and see beyond.
And basically they had to overrule you.
They did, yeah.
Three people worked on Peter Morey to help him see beyond. His girlfriend and another couple. They're all buying together. Less complicated than you'd think. The two couples have what's called a co-ownership agreement. The cost of the house is split 50-50. If one couple decides to sell, both parties get a price assessment, take the average, and then the couple that wants to stay has first dibs on buying out the other couple.
And everything's 50-50. There's going to be no pettiness about, you had these tiles, we ordered these tiles, we're using this wood. None of that. We just said, we're going to sell together, let's just buy together. We'll put a big load of money in a pot, and then we'll just pull the money out of the pot when we need it. And we hope that works. It's worked so far. I said, no, I don't want this house. And they all said,
even though the house doesn't look like much right now, there are a couple of reasons it costs nearly $500,000. $470,000, to be exact. First, the neighborhood. Roncesvalles is one of three neighborhoods that saw prices climb last year faster than anywhere else in Toronto. Second reason, public transit. The house is steps away from a streetcar stop where the Dundas and College cars intersect, walking distance from the King and Queen streetcar lines. And on this particular afternoon, Peter discovers another bonus. His new neighbor, Carol Sander.
Number 16.
Oh, this is your new neighbor, Peter.
Oh, Peter, hi.
Nice to meet you. Hello there.
Hi. What are you doing? You're moving
well,
in?
We just bought this house, and we're moving in, I guess, December.
Congratulations. Right? That's great.
Peter's not the only one finding creative ways to buy a house. Two doors down, there's a moving van with El Cheapo Movers blazoned on the side. The van is moving furniture for two other couples who've also gone the co-ownership route.
Yeah. Oh, these people did too. Upstairs, there are two places, and they bought together, three of them. One couple and another woman and her boyfriend. Interesting way of handling real estate, yeah. And you, for upstairs, splitting it?
We're going to have the middle floor, and then another couple are going to upstairs, and then downstairs, I don't know. It's kind of scary down there at the moment, so who knows what will happen down there.
Oh, that's great.
Carol assures Peter that her own house used to look just as bad. She bought 12 years ago for $140,000. Today, that sounds paltry, although no one thought so at the time.
They've really skyrocketed over the past number of years.
What's happened on this little block? Do you have a sense of it?
Maybe around 500,000 is about average. I think this one went for 515 here. Right at Grenadier, as you go through the laneway, they sold a few months ago and made 100,000 in 1 year.
I'm going to be rich.
Number six Grenadier. Yes.
Want to hear something
very interesting. The corner condos there, this was done about 10 years ago. This was renovated. And my friends up on the top floor were telling me that one couple sold a few weeks ago. They went out, got drunk, decided to sell because their kids were grown up. They listed for $975, and some guy who's the CEO of a web-based company bought it for $985, and he sold it in a few days. So that's just here.
It's all very new for Peter. Even the thought of being a homeowner. Growing up in London, England, that never even seemed in the realm of the possible.
I didn't think I'd ever buy a house in London. There's no way I could possibly have afforded a house there. I literally thought I'd rent forever, you know, throwing money down a bottomless pit. Yeah. And I was quite happy to, because you can't see the bottom of the pit. So here, I don't know, I guess I'm paying myself every month. But it doesn't feel like that. It feels like I'm giving the bank a load of money.
Carol assures him that his new house looks just great and takes her leave.
Okay.
The moving van up the street backs out, and Peter and I are left standing alone in front of his new house.
Come December. And now it seems to be lots of small decisions to make, like what kind of carpet you want, what kind of tiles you want, and I guess nice neighbours. I just met one of them, so... Does she seem nice?
You're in great shape for neighbors.
In fact, Peter's in great shape in a lot of ways. In a city that's expected to double in size over the next 20 years, he's near four streetcar lines and walking distance from some great coffee shops. That is, if he can still afford to go out for a cup of coffee. For CBC Radio, I'm Mary Weens in Toronto. That's the Special Delivery Podcast for this week. I'll have the next installment of the series for you next week. If you have any questions or comments, please email podcasting@cbc.ca. From Toronto, I'm Mary Weens.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brown. I'm the host of Search Engine, a new CBC radio show that is all about how the internet is changing politics and culture. It's not a gadget show. We don't really care much about technology so much as we care about the effect that technology is having on the world that we live in. All of the surprising and significant and funny stories that we bring you on Search Engine are about things that are happening right now. In the short time that we've been on the air, we've already become the CBC's most popular news podcast in the States. So come find out why. Subscribe to our podcast on CBC's podcasting page or through iTunes.